Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I am just delighted to have two guests tonight. And you know Caroline Allen because we've been together on our Saturday show every other week. Caroline, say hello to our audience.
Hi, everybody, and I guess it is afternoon in California, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wait a minute, it's night here.
How about introducing Charlene to the audience and telling us a little bit about her?
Okay, this is my friend, very good friend, Charlene McNeil. She is a healer, a clinical hypnotherapist, and a wonderful psychic. She is my personal healer, and we've had a really great relationship and have a lot of fun on the phone, just like Carolyn and I do. So I know you'll enjoy hearing from her, and I'm sure you'll enjoy meeting her. Charlene, would you like to say hello?
Hello to everybody. I send you my love.
Thank you. We all need some of that, don't we? Now, for this evening, what I want to bring the audience is, of course, the two of you have such great skills, and I haven't spoken to Charlene too much about this, but I've certainly spoken to Caroline about this. I'm going to call it remote viewing. You two might call it a little different, by a different name, but something that they can do is to look at the earth and get an idea of what might be happening there, and that's what we want to talk about tonight. So, Caroline, before we begin, since you don't have a website, would you mention your telephone number? So, in case people want to call you later for a healing, would you be kind enough to give them your number?
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. My phone number is 540-586-2401. And I do healing work on Eastern Standard Time from 9:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday.
Now, I have this phone number on the website, and Charlene, how about telling the people what time zone you're in and your number?
Well, my time zone is 1 hour before California. And my telephone number is 801-944-9346.
Great. Now, I don't know who wants to go first, but I know the two of you are getting some images now and then about some different places in the world. Maybe since we've talked about this, Caroline, maybe we should start with you first. Is there any particular place that is like pulling at your senses that something's going on at the moment?
You know, Carolyn, there are a lot of places pulling at my senses, and it's hard for me to narrow down to one specific place at the moment. Charlene, have you got one place that you're seeing something going on as far as earth changes are concerned that hits you as the number one place to be looking at right now?
Well, right now we've had the earth has made a tremendous shift as far as from west to east and north to south because of the earthquake that we had in the ocean floor. I also see that there will be another one that will be significant and will also create other changes in our solar system and also in the circumference of the Earth and our weather pattern.
Now, when you say another earthquake, Charlene, are you talking about in the same area that the tsunami was?
Sort of. It's a little bit more south than the other one.
But it's in the ring of fire.
In conjunction with, it isn't exactly like I was telling Caroline, it's like it's not exactly just a crack in the earth. It's like the earth made a shift. Like it all had an earthquake, but the earth's crust shifted down so that it makes a tremendous amount of waves that come in from the ocean floor.
Are you saying, I'm trying to understand this in my mind, Charlene, from, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that there is a crack and the ocean waves are going inside of that crack? Is that what you're saying?
They're actually, what it does is it causes a ripple effect within the bottom of the ocean.
Oh,
What it does is it creates the waves to come in differently.
Okay. That makes sense if there's a crack.
Yeah.
And you're talking
about... not only a crack, but a shift.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's like a ledge.
Okay. And where, this ledge that you're talking about, where is that one located?
It's kind of like south of Florida.
Oh.
South and
east.
Yeah, east is where we were picking it up.
Mm-hmm. So that's not towards the panhandle, but the opposite way, going more towards Africa?
Cuba.
Oh, this towards Cuba.
Yeah, it's more towards that area, into Cuba is what both Caroline and I have seen.
Mm-hmm. Is this a long ledge or a small ledge? I mean, it's a cover.
I never stopped to see how far it was.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty deep.
It's just that it's deep, and we were seeing it as a large opening, but it's like a ledge in that area.
That's amazing. Do you have some sort of an idea as to when this opened up? Was that right after the earthquake and tsunami or since then?
No, I saw it before tsunami.
Oh, really?
This is another one, and it has not occurred yet.
Oh, okay. So you're seeing another tsunami that has not occurred yet.
Yes.
Now, when you see this, I know some people see these things in colors, and they tell by the color if it's imminent or not. Do you have any sense of whether this is going to be short-term or if this is further out in time?
Are you asking me?
Either one who wants to...
Go ahead, Caroline.
That whole point that you just brought up, Carolyn, is kind of interesting because I'm not identified colors with the time span in which something is going to occur. I just see it happening, and I suspect that it's going to happen this year, but I think Charlene and I have been seeing this for about 3 years now. Isn't that about right, Charlene?
Yeah. Yes.
And do you think that it's going to occur this year?
I feel like it's going to occur this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we have both wondered if this might be part of Atlantis rising from the floor of the ocean.
Well, that's an interesting thought. In some of the work that I have channeled from sources on the other side, and Jesus in particular, he has mentioned that there are going to be three shifts like the one that we had at the tsunami, and that the purpose of this is to line up with the central sun, to line up through our sun and the central sun, so that at the fall of Atlantis, and it's interesting that you brought up the term Atlantis, because what they have said is that we went out of alignment at the fall of Atlantis, and that we're moving back to that place to have a direct line up with the central sun again. So I kind of think that's fascinating that you mentioned Atlantis with it.
Well, is that what you see, Charlene, that you see a rising of the ocean floor, a part of the ocean floor?
Is rising up?
Yeah.
It's part of the change of the circumference of the Earth, which is necessary. It's a positive thing that is occurring. It looks tragic, and it looks like people get fearful, but we're not trying to create fear because there is a purpose overall for it to occur.
And is the circumference of the Earth getting smaller or larger?
I see it getting larger.
Well, I'd like to throw a thought in there, if I might. If we have an axis that has shifted some, and the world, the Earth is spinning, in the force of that spin, the centrifugal force, you have a bulging out in the middle, and so if you have an axis shift, it's changed. No matter how small it is, you're changing the shape of that bulge. You have to. It has to then go to a different place. So could it be perhaps that's what you're seeing? Charlene, I think I wanted to direct that at Charlene.
Oh, I really haven't seen that,
mm-hmm.
or have not asked.
Yes.
Ask for that purpose.
Charlene, we haven't worked together before, but Caroline will probably tell you that I usually ask a question to get you thinking
on
something.
That's okay. Yes, I haven't seen that other than I know that in the long run, there is God always puts a purpose for what
yes.
is to occur.
Mm-hmm. If we might move for a second to the East Coast, I'm aware that there is something going on in the East Coast also, that there is an opening there. And Caroline and I have discussed this, but Charlene, I haven't gotten your viewpoint on that. What are you seeing on the East Coast, say, around Virginia, the state of Virginia, maybe down a little bit?
You mean in the Carolinas?
Yeah, Virginia south. Oh, you're seeing it going down as far as the Carolinas.
Right.
Can you describe what you're seeing there?
Well, I just saw that because I was shown that because of the shape of the Earth, it was made a rotation, which meant that it was rotating from west to east and north to south.
Mm-hmm.
Which means a lot of those storms that usually come in up on the eastern part of Florida and go up, and then we always have the jet stream that shifts and goes
yeah.
out to sea. But it's showing that it's coming in on the west side of Florida.
You know, I noticed that. That activity's been rather, well, this year I don't recall anything. This last hurricane season, I don't recall any of them coming up the East Coast the way they used to, and like you said, going up to the into the jet stream. Am I mistaken? Have they all not come up the East Coast? Am I wrong on that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part.
Well, I don't recall a hurricane this last season coming up the East Coast. They seem to go over to the Texas area. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if this is the connection that you're talking about, this shift.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both Charlene and I have seen the hurricanes coming up the west coast of Florida and cutting across Florida
mm-hmm.
and going to the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
And then coming up.
How about that opening up further near Virginia, in the state of Virginia? I believe there is something in the seabed opening there, too. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I haven't seen that. I don't know whether Caroline has seen it or not.
I haven't seen anything there, Carolyn. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Have you seen something?
Well, just some things that I've received that there is an opening there, and I'm wondering if this has to do with Atlantis rising over there, as Edgar Casey spoke of. So the two of you haven't seen that.
No, I have not.
I have not either.
Now, is there anything? What are you seeing over in Japan? That Japan area. Anything? Any activity there in the seafloor around Japan?
Oh, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The foundation of Japan looks like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I looked at it, I was pretty incredulous that Japan's still sitting up there
mm-hmm.
above the water. I just thought, wow, if there's any kind of major volcanic or earthquake activity, looks to me like Japan would just kind of fall into the ocean. But, I mean, I'm not a structural engineer, so I don't really know, but I was really surprised at how it looks like Swiss cheese or a natural sea sponge with all kinds of holes and stuff underneath.
Very porous, very porous.
Very porous under there.
That's a good word to describe it, Charlene. Thank you. I'd like to remind the audience that might be listening, if you have some thoughts or questions, call in at 877-876-5227 and call now. Don't wait until we're ready to get off of the air. Last Saturday, Caroline, I got emails from people who waited until 10 of and wanted to call 10 minutes before the hour, and here we're going off and they're sending me their questions.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
really?
So now my friends, if you have a question, have a comment, or you have your own intuitive thoughts about what is happening, do give us a call now, 877-876-5227. In the book, Viva Papa, Pope John talks about scrying the earth. It's one of the things that he suggests that we do. And, Caroline and Charlene aren't using the word scrying, but this is what they're doing, remote viewing. And for all of us to work on this so we can do a couple things. You know, I was thinking about Reiki symbols, and I was working with Reiki today, and either Caroline or Charlene, what do you think that we, for those who are able to send Reiki or, you know, have a Reiki attunement, to send Reiki healing to these places? What do you think of that?
I think that's an excellent idea.
We have a caller.
I think that's the purpose of the whole thing.
Yes. To send Reiki.
Recognize what's going on, send to send your energy to your higher source so that things can
Hello?
Be done in a positive way.
We have a caller. Hello, caller. What's your name?
It's Dale.
Dale?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dale. Did you
How
have
you
a
doing,
question?
Lady? I have a, I guess a question and a comment.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are aware of 2 days ago, there was a extreme incident of gas leaks
yes.
all over the planet,
well,
along with birds dropping dead out of the sky, which is still going on even today.
All I heard of was in New York. You're telling me that there's other places besides New York?
Oh, Lord, yes, honey.
Where?
Here in Nashville, Tennessee, Mobile, Alabama, the tubes over in London, in Adelaide, Australia, places in California, places in Texas, places in Kansas. We're having gas leaks, and none of these gas leaks could be attributed to the infrastructure. It was like there was this sulfury gas leak, they called it methane gas.
Mm-hmm.
Was leaking out of the very earth itself.
Well, I
very
heard about New York. Ladies, do either one of you two wish to comment on Dale's thoughts and questions about this methane gas that's appearing in different places?
And the dead birds. The birds are dropping out of the sky for no apparent reason. Are they being gassed by this methane? Because you know it is a silent, deadly killer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fascinating because they closed the shopping center right here in the town that I live in, which is very small, and obviously it was a very small shopping center, but they closed it day before yesterday because of a methane gas leak, and they couldn't figure out where it's coming from.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, this is widespread. It's everywhere.
I wasn't aware it was so widespread, Dale.
Yes.
Charlene, are you aware of any of this?
Oh, I forgot, too. In Italy and France, too, Monday.
That they people were wondering they could smell gas for a few hours, but never could find where the gas was coming from.
Well, there were actually people there in the New York subways that were taken to hospitals, which
wow.
mainstream news of the United States never reported. But my husband listens to the Spanish station because he speaks Spanish and German, so he gets to hear a lot of, shall we say, alternative news, such as BBS is. Rather than the talking heads of America.
Dale, I personally don't have an answer, but I'll tell you what I will do. I will go into meditation on this
mm-hmm.
and come up with an answer on the next show with Caroline that we do every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we're going to be asking about is ISIS and her mission and who she was. But I think considering the widespread incident of this methane, I'm going to see what we can find out and get a reading on that myself because, methane is a gas from the interior. We're talking about, cracks that are occurring, and I would like to see what we can find out, what the connection is.
Yes.
Well, now, is methane odorless?
Yes, it's odorless. In fact, methane gas is like our propane gas, natural gas, but there's an additive that they put to it so that you can smell it in the event of a leak. But naturally occurring in the environment, it has no smell, but it rises very quickly, which leads me to believe that that's why these birds are dropping dead. But do you guys understand the implications of this?
Oh, it's big time.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's big time, Dale.
The earth is on the move.
Yes, it is.
I would say.
Yeah.
And so these catastrophic events that, we've all talked about for years, I think we are on the edge of that abyss.
I'm inclined to think so, too. It's why I thought this would be an interesting show. You bring up an interesting question, Dale, and don't want to rush into some kind of an answer.
Right.
I want to do a meditation on it and get some information, and perhaps Charlene and Caroline can do the same thing.
Well, I have done some, shall we say, asking the higher beings about
what,
this
what
myself.
What have you found out?
And they have told me that this is the, the plates are locked together.
Yes.
Of the earth, and they sit and they grind on each other all the time. mm-hmm. and they are loosening up. And this is what's allowing the gas, which gas is a byproduct off of the lava chutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this gas is seeping on through the cracks and crevices, which is furthermore weakening these stress zones.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this is happening is that there is a pull from a large object out there in the solar system that's headed our way. They believe in the Bible they called it wormwood.
Mm-hmm.
And it is causing a stretching of our plate zones.
Well,
we definitely have a date with destiny
notes,
here, and
Dale.
It's not very far off.
I'm taking notes. And well, Caroline, were you commenting on something?
No, I was just listening to her. I'm kind of amazed.
Yeah, well, all I can say is that we're starting to have earthquake. We had an earthquake in Knoxville, Tennessee here a week ago. That was a 4.2, although USGS did not report it. And on that same night, because everybody was saying, you know, with all this methane gas that was escaping and a worldwide event, that there was going to be a big quake somewhere. Well, there was. It was an 8.0 in Uzbekistan.
8.0 in where?
Uzbekistan.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's one of those stands over there, Kazakhstan and all them, but this is Uzbekistan. And it used
so
to be part of Russia.
One of those stands. I love it.
It's a stand that used to be part of the Soviet Republic.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
And do you know that they didn't even report on it? They put it up once, and then we went back 5 minutes later, and it was gone off the USGS, government site where you go to, you know, get the particulars on earthquakes around the planet. Took it off real fast.
That's not the first time that I've heard that, Dale.
Well, they're having a total lockdown on information for the public because, in lieu of what, look, our government knows what's coming. They know there are great earth changes in the winds, and I don't mean that with no pun intended,
mm-hmm.
because the winds are roaring, too. I mean, the jet stream is dipping down to the ground, to the surface, and take your pick, it's like Russian roulette anymore. You know, that's...
Yes, this particular year has been very strange. I mean, here I'm on the East Coast where... our ski areas here would have snow and plenty of skiers, and they've got green grass.
Mm-hmm. We do here. We actually have buds in the trees trying to come out.
So is ours. Our trees have been, flowers have been blooming, and I've been wondering if we're going to have to cut grass in January.
Yeah. Well, we're losing our seasons. We're coming to basically summer and winter, and not much of winter. And then you have, I don't remember, it was NASA this week, or, you know, some of these scientists, weather meteorologists, say that 2007 is going to be the hottest year on record. And 2006 has already went down as the hottest, and
mm-hmm.
2007 will be even more. And they're predicting that this solar maximum of the sun flares and stuff that we're going into
mm-hmm.
is going to be 40% more intense this time than it was in this just last one. And if you'll remember right, we had one solar flare that it went off the charts. They had to make a new, it used to be X flares, and then they had to make a new one that was a Y flare.
Dale, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Since you're talking about different things that are happening, have you found that you're preparing for change by, say, having some extra water around or candles or food? Has this encouraged you to put aside some supplies?
Dear, I've been doing this now for 6 years.
Just checking. And the reason I wanted to check is I kind of wanted to put the thought out there to other people. You know, Caroline and I had a show last Saturday where she was discussing information that she had received from God and you know, the thought to prepare. I was just wondering if you were doing it, and that's wonderful.
Oh, yes. I even moved out of the city and bought a little farm.
Beautiful.
You don't want to be in the city when all this goes down, and I would say we all need to be in what they call our safe places here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon.
Dale, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
dear,
for telling us about this. And we're gonna come back Caroline, Charlene, and myself and see if we can get something together with this thought of the methane. I think it's a point well taken,
and
then
the
to see if that has a connection to this other earthquake activity.
I'm sure it has to, but see what you find out.
Thank you, Dale.
Well, that was very interesting.
I think that was fascinating. What do you think, Charlene?
Well, part of it looks like in that ship that we do have enough, like, what I've seen is there is enough opening through the whole crest of the Earth that is releasing some of those gases.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do is go in and zero in on it and make sure that our information is correct.
Well, I always believe that we become aware of things. We are co-creators with God. And I believe that we become aware of these things so that we can use our soul self to work for healing and to help mitigate events that might be in the future. And so let us go in with this. My suggestion about using healing Reiki, I felt like was, for those who do work with Reiki, that this would be something well put. And let's see what we can find out if there is something else that we can do. Have you ladies been observing the Ring of Fire lately?
I have not.
I have to admit I haven't really been looking at the Ring of Fire. Have you, Carolyn?
Well, I was just wondering if the reason that I'm asking about the Ring of Fire, and perhaps, you might make a note on this too, is because of an extremely vivid dream that I had recently. Not only was it vivid, but it was extraordinary, and I don't usually have dreams like this, and it showed the Ring of Fire flashing on and off. When I say the Ring of Fire, this drawing that we see of what the Ring of Fire looks like, it was flashing on and off, and it looked like the Earth, this picture looked like you were seeing it from a satellite, and then it would look like it was up in the sky. It was an extraordinary dream. I still can't forget it. It was a very intense sight, and I felt like a warning. And so perhaps when you're going in and you're doing some meditation on the methane and these openings and see what we could do to help heal the Earth, to let's also look at the Ring of Fire. Now, this is part of the Ring of Fire. Have you seen anything along the western coast of Africa? Not Africa, South America. That would be like Peru, on that coast of Peru, Bolivia.
All the way down the coast.
Yeah. And I ask this because there's some big, there are some big volcanoes there that have been kicking up.
Well, I've definitely been getting it. There's going to be a lot of shaking and rattling and rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
I see it from Mexico South. But I also see it. It's kind of interesting when you started talking about the lights of the Ring of Fire going on and off. It was kind of like, there's a tremendous amount of pressure there that needs to be released. And I'm wondering if the release of the methane gas would actually...
It's part of it.
is part of it, right?
Yeah.
And is this a good thing so that the methane gas is maybe releasing some pressure?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That the release of the methane gas, even though the birds are dropping out of the skies, was a good thing, because what's happening is it's releasing some of the built-up pressure from the gases underneath the crust.
When there was a period of time last year when there was a big buildup of pressure under Yellowstone, and Archangel Michael along had asked Rona Herman and Makia at the time and some other light workers to go into Yellowstone and work with meditating and doing some spiritual work there, and there was a release of gases from some of the vents there. And so I would invite my two co-hosts, and also anybody out in the audience right now who does this kind of work, who is able to scry or remote view, whatever word you want to use, and let's see if there's something positive that we can get some reports back and hopefully work together with one another to help do some healing. This is what I would like to see. And I think I would like to thank Caroline very much and Charlene for being on board, making us aware, because this awareness enables us to take some positive action and bring some healing here. Now, while we're talking, before I go on to healing, do either Charlene or Caroline have any other places that they want to talk about on the planet?
Charlene, what about you?
Well, I hadn't thought about it. I was busy with the other. I just feel like it's very important that we, like you said, you become aware so that we can all put our energy into making it a positive. But I'm not aware of anything other than I know that in the north we're having a real warming trend.
Yes.
Has your winter been warmer than usual?
Has mine?
Uh-huh.
No. Lately, we've had a lot of cold, but we've had cold before, but we've had some, in December, had a lot of warm weather, which was unusual. But now we're experiencing cold, and that's because of that shift from west to east, but also it's coming down out of the Arctic from the north.
That's for a minute. Talk about healing in the physical. Charlene, you work, as I understand it, you work pretty much like Caroline does with seeing into the body and healing.
Yes.
How do you go about your work with this? What do you see when someone asks for a healing and you look into their body? What do you see?
Well, usually what I will see is an area that is having a problem, and then I go in and ask God to do the healing, and I watch as the healing's being done.
Exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How long have you been doing this, Charlene?
I've been into energy work for about 20 years.
Oh, well, my golly, you've got to jump on a lot of us, don't you?
She does.
Let me ask you a question about that, Charlene. Are you finding that people are bringing up a lot of the trauma and negativity from past lifetimes at now?
Absolutely. More so than I've ever experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is they're bringing up their past life, and for even those that have not believed in having a past life, once they accept that, Or if I pull an incident or past life, I see very much a healing that occurs, and it's much more rapid.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the reason that this is happening right now is because we're preparing for ascension, and we can't take this negativity to the next dimension. Oh, I hear another caller is trying to get our attention. And who is this?
Yeah, hi. I'm Kim.
Hi,
Louisiana.
Kim.
Hi. I've been listening to your show, and I was wondering if I could get some, an energy healing read on my son. His name is John Michael.
Who should we turn this over to, Charlene or Caroline?
Whoever
gets
don't
we let you
a hit on him.
You know, I can't hear her.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead. I'm not hearing her. The reception on her is, I didn't hear her.
All right, well then, Caroline, you heard her, so we'll let you deal with this.
Well, Kim, tell me again exactly what it is that you want to have
his
happening.
His name is John Michael. I know that there's something going on physically with him. He's really tired. He's getting ready for a tonsillectomy, but I suspect there's something else. And he's got a cough, but I suspect that there's some energy stuff going on.
And how old is he?
He's 7.
7?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little tight.
Yeah, he is. He's actually small for his age, and he's got a developmental delay, so people think he's 5. He's a little blonde boy with big brown eyes.
Oh, sounds adorable.
Yeah, I was seeing him. He is really a pretty child. He's, he's just really got a lot of infection from his tonsils.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's like it's backed up into the glands and so forth.
Yeah.
And that's part of why he's so tired. Because he's got so much infection in there. Has he been on antibiotics yet?
No, the doctor said that he didn't want to put him on antibiotics unless it was extremely painful. He said he wanted to go ahead and just wait until the surgery. And the surgery's 2.5 weeks away.
Hmm. Okay, Charlene, can you see this little 7-year-old boy?
Yes. He looks like he's smaller than normal?
Yeah.
Okay. You almost have to relay what she's saying, because I think the...
Yeah, that's okay.
Let's go in and see
okay.
about removing the bacteria.
Okay.
Kim, has he had any blood work done at all?
Yeah, we've had a lot of blood work done, and they didn't find anything. They took 6 to 8 vials.
They didn't find any bacteria?
No, they said that that his white blood count was normal at that time. This was about 2 weeks ago. See, partly I think I do Reiki on him all the time, and I do... he does chiropractic 3 times a month, and I think he demonstrates atypically, and so what will happen is he'll fall asleep and have a fever and then wake up and not have a fever. So maybe I feel bad, but it's like maybe the Reiki is preventing the fever from burning off the bacteria. But on the other hand, I don't want to go to sleep with him having a fever because he had seizures when he was little, you know, he had febrile seizures when he was really little.
Well, he's got a tremendous amount of infection in there.
Yeah.
I can't believe they haven't found that.
No, they haven't.
It's in there.
He doesn't have...
It is definitely in there.
He doesn't
it's
have...
Like, it's almost... There's so much, it's almost like a... Like it's... Like it's pussy with blood.
It's like what?
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's pus and there's all this blood in it.
Where is it? Where should they look? I mean, the doctor said he's going to look in his sinuses, his ears, his adenoids, and his tonsils.
It's inside. It looks to me like it's inside the tonsil.
Okay.
Is that where you're seeing it, Charlene?
Yes, and it's also it's draining into his stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that.
So does he have a lot of stomach aches?
He hasn't been eating well. Maybe
you
I should try to move up the surgery.
Okay, you need to help him, even if it's just eating some crackers or toast or something like that to keep on his stomach so that his stomach's not always upset.
Okay.
Okay.
Also tell her he's not getting enough fluid.
Okay, he's not getting enough fluid, Charlene's getting.
Okay.
Then you need to be making
drinking
sure
more.
He's getting plenty of fluid to flush it out.
Yeah. You guys think I should try to move up the surgery?
The surgery's not for 2 more weeks?
Yeah, two weeks on Thursday.
Is there a way you could move the surgery forward?
I can try.
Is there anything that can be done for the bacteria?
Well, that's what we're watching God working on that now.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure about that, so that's good to let us know that God's working on that.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I am going to talk to the surgeon tomorrow, the surgeon's office.
Well, wait a minute. Is this finished? Has he finished with working on the bacteria?
No.
No, no.
Hold on
a minute.
Hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Okay. I have all the time in the world.
This is wonderful. You've got 2 people working on your son.
Yeah, that is neat.
Well, it's really both of us watching God.
Okay, both of you watching
work.
God do it.
That's
we got
cool.
2 watchers.
You got
That's
2 witnesses here.
Thank you so much.
Kim, can you get him to gargle with green Listerine?
No. He has
what?
A verbal delay? And he still really can't spit. He won't spit. He barely brushes his teeth. He won't spit. Like, he can't, like, figure out how to spit. So he couldn't figure out how to gargle. You know what I mean? Like, he couldn't figure out how to mush it around in his mouth.
Oh, shucks. That would really help.
Yeah.
If he didn't gargle, can he just put it in his mouth and swish it around?
And maybe spit it out? But see, that's the problem. He can't spit.
We could try it.
But
he might be able to lay on his side and let it roll out.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea.
Thank you, Carolyn, because that would help if we could get even drops of it back there to help break up the bacteria.
Well, see, if he put it in his mouth and was able to swish it around and then just laid on his side and let it dribble out, even if there was a couple drops that didn't come out, it would still be a good thing because it would go back there and he'd swallow a drop or two of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that might get on the tonsils.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, has this process finished?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you do need to keep something in his stomach, because this is going to be, the dead bacteria is going to be draining down his throat. That's why he's got that cough.
Yeah.
And it's upsetting his stomach. Will he eat?
Can he suck on popsicles?
Wonderful idea, Shirley.
Yeah. He'll eat popsicles. Yeah. And he likes crackers, too.
And he suck on it so it'll drain through.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, I always find this such a fascinating process. We're getting up to the hour. Charlene, will you come back with us at a future time?
Absolutely.
Because I do want to hear more about what Dale brought up with the gas and the earthquake, and to see if we can find out. She also talked about something coming towards Earth that is mentioned in the Bible, wormwood. Don't know about that. Would kind of be interested in meditating on that, and I will do that. If you two ladies real quickly would give your phone number so that people in the audience who maybe want a healing can call you. Charlene, you want to give your number again, please?
Okay, 801-944-9346.
Caroline, how about yours?
Okay. Mine is 540-586-2401.
We have a caller, and we're really up to the hour. We probably have 1 minute. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Got to be quick, dear.
I'll make it really quick. I've been told that I have Lyme disease. I have other autoimmune conditions.
Yes.
And I wonder if I could get some insights or some healing real quick.
I don't know if we can do this real quick. Lady, she says Lyme disease and perhaps autoimmune disease. What do you think?
I don't think we can do that in a minute.
No.
There's no way. She's going to have to call one or the other of us. And we'll
Heather?
Be glad to help her.
Yeah, sorry, we can't do this at the end of the minute. You've got the numbers, and if you don't remember them, I've got them up on the board, for the show information. Those are their phone numbers are there. Sorry, because we're just up to,
I've been trying to call for a while, but the line's been busy.
I know, darling, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So
that's
either
okay.
Call
Thank
them
for...
or tune in again, one
okay.
of the two. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
And to all of those out there who are listening, we have been delighted to be here. And I'd like to say, check out my website, carolynevers.com, and Journey to the Other Side. Some incredible information. Goodbye, ladies.
Goodbye. Thanks. We enjoyed it, Carolyn.
Thank
yes,
you, dear.
Caroline.
I enjoyed
Thank
it, too.
You, Caroline. Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, Carolyn. Goodbye.
Bless you. And bless our audience.
Yes.
Bye, Shirlene.
Bye, dear. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.